Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And I always love it when I can introduce an up and rising star, a great representation for her generation. And I want to welcome Victory Boy with me today. Welcome, Victory.
Thank you for having me, Sharon.
Well, your story is incredible, the voice of an angel, but really, just you're a real testament to the American dream, and getting your story is just so incredibly wonderful. You started singing at the age of four, and I love it because you were told you couldn't, you were too young, and you did it anyway, and they welcomed you. I just love that part of the story because I always say, why not? Somebody says, we don't do it that way, go, why not?
Right.
And, you were one of nine kids, and you guys sang together, and you and several of your siblings created a band. I mean, just the history. You started off in Detroit. You were there for 10 years, right? And then ended up in New York, and you and your family were singing in Central Park, I believe, all the time, and you ended up getting noticed by Jay-Z, and was it 2016? I have my notes.
Yes.
And the rest is kind of history. You've just hit the charts, and you've become a well-known songwriter, and in addition to the voice of an angel. And we were so honored to have you and be introduced to you at our first Assets Your Sexy event by Phyllis Newhouse, and you just rocked the house singing a new song. And I just want to welcome you here and let everybody know that you actually have in 2020, you're bringing out an album called Confessions of a Lonely Girl. So
yeah.
Just, I'm so happy to have you with us. Thank you, Victory. And just share a little bit about little Victory and the things, you know, at four, you had your passion is as strong today as it was back then. I think is a real testament to it.
Yeah. You know, I firmly believe that same Victory is still inside of me, that same four-year-old that has a dream, that has dreams, and that has aspirations. And the thing about dreams is that they are not necessarily your reality, even though we probably experience things that we once dreamed and hoped for. But a dream in its current state is something that has yet to be attained. And so me at 4 years old, dreaming about the opportunity to sing and be in the choir, you know, that same little girl is inside of me right now today, dreaming about so many wonderful things that I've yet to attain, but I have the courage and faith that one day I will attain them. And that four-year-old is always going to be dreaming and always going to be hoping for things that have yet to be attained. Not because she will never attain them, but because once she attains them, she hopes for something else and she continues to dream. And so that was the four-year-old Victory, and she very much is alive today.
Well, I think that's so true. Most of us, you know, even when you get to my age, it's like, you still feel like the kid, not the old part that's sitting on your chair. You know, you just still want to enjoy life and have dreams, and dreams never ends, right?
Yeah, you never die. You know, always dreaming.
So tell us a little bit about, I'm sure a lot of the folks would love to hear about how you got discovered by Jay-Z. Tell a little story about that.
Yeah, well, you know, I spent many, many years perfecting my craft. A lot of times people chase after trying to be recognized. Even though, yeah, it's a dream to be recognized, I wasn't particularly trying. I was just showing up every day doing what I do and every day working to be a better songwriter and better singer, better guitar player, working alongside my family. And there was a woman that made a, shot a film that included me and my family because we were always in Central Park singing. And it particularly, she particularly showcased some of my original songs in this film. And there was a gentleman in London that saw the film and heard my voice and said, this girl is the next Tracy Chapman. She's the next Amy Winehouse. She's the next, she's genius. And so he reached out to my dad. I was, I think 20, 21 at the time. He reached out to my dad and he and my dad hit it off. And like literally like in that same week, he sent a video of me singing in Central Park to Jay-Z, and then Jay really loved it, and he connected with us over email, and he's like, I would love to meet you guys. I'm in the office tomorrow. If you could come through, that'd be great. So we're used to being in New York City every day, singing in Central Park, a mile away, you know, you have, there's this huge skyscraper office building on Broadway which that had Jay's office in it. And, you know, it's to think we walked past this building every day on our way to perfecting our craft daily in Central Park. And now we're still in the same physical location, but on a mountaintop, viewing it from the top, the skyscraper, the top floor in the entire building in Jay-Z's office. And, me and my dad, we sit down with Jay and we share our stories with each other. He's sharing his story with us as well. It's not just us sharing our story with him. And he hears our story and he's like, I would love to meet the rest of the family. It sounds like you guys have a musical empire over there. And my dad is like, well, it's your lucky day because I told all my kids to wait downstairs in the lobby. So
that comes back to always be prepared, right?
Yes, yes. So my dad tells all my siblings, come on up, guys. Jay wants to meet everyone. So everyone comes up, and Jay brings his entire staff of Rock Nation around to the lobby of the four-year place. And the acoustics were so beautiful. He asks us to sing as a family. And then he also asks me to sing as an individual. And I sang two songs as a solo. I sang Nina Simone's Feeling Good, and then I sang an original song I wrote entitled Weatherman. And this song, they were so ecstatic about this song I wrote called Weatherman, saying it's some of the finest songwriting and poetry they've heard in a long time. And, you know, this didn't come about from me trying to get my songs heard. It just, you know, when you're valuable and you work to develop your craft and, you know, you become like refined gold. You're like, your value is more and more refined, and there's scarcity for gold, you know? And so people will come find you because you're rare. And so if you work on developing yourself, you become more and more rare. You become more and more, you know.
That's so fabulous. I love it because you did. You focused on refining your craft.
Yeah.
I think I read somewhere you didn't even pick up the guitar till 2011, I think, and started teaching yourself music. And now you're writing music. And it's, you know, sometimes we hear entrepreneurs say, yeah, they were a 20-year overnight success, right? Comes to, and I think it's really important for everybody watching and listening to understand that, because, you know, Bridget, you look so young and it's like, oh, she got discovered. Well, she put herself in a position of greatest potential, but she worked hard at her craft. And I think that message is so strong and important. And your ability to communicate your background is exceptional. So I really applaud you. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you.
So what about the rest of your family? Are you still singing as a group? Or I know that you're doing a lot of things as a solo. So are they?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Actually, this quarantine time has been wonderful for us as a family because, you know, we're, first of all, we're like, you can't really go a lot of places. I don't care who you are. Like you can't really go a lot of places. And we're fortunate to have each other and not be alone throughout this whole time. And so we really came together as a family and worked on not just music, but our relationships. And our music is the fruit of our relationships. And so almost every day, my brothers and sisters come to my studio. I'm sitting here in my studio I built. It's called the Secret Place Studio. And every day, just about every day, my brothers and sisters come here for about 4 or 5 hours. And we create arrangements of songs, we write songs. We've been putting out videos about once a week of special arrangements of famous popular songs on Facebook. And these videos have been going viral. I'd actually like to send you one, Sharon. There's a video we did of the Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love? And we did Roberta Flack's Killing Me Softly, and all these different songs. They're wonderful. And our family, so our entire family was signed to Roc Nation in 2016. So,
oh, wonderful. Fantastic.
Yeah. So my debut album came out in 2018. It's called The Broken Instrument. And so the second album under our deal with Roc Nation is coming out this year, actually, and that's my family's album, and then my album will follow shortly after, my second studio album, Confessions.
So what is the family album going to be called?
It's called Mad Love. Mad Love.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so where are you in the hierarchy of the 9 children?
So I'm almost in the middle. I am the 4th child, so I have 3 older siblings and 5 younger.
So you're a great example and role model for all your younger siblings. I think that's fantastic.
It's always been at the forefront of my mind. Like I've got to show them how it's done so they can do it and do it even better.
How many girls and boys?
There are 5 girls in our family and 4 boys.
Oh, that's just fantastic. Congratulations. I love it.
Thank you.
So what's your ultimate goal? I know you love to sing, but I think you also love to motivate. I'm getting that sense from you. So share a little bit about what Victory wants her future to look like.
I want my life to be the most effective it possibly can be. And when I say effective, like there's some people, they've never been famous. People never really knew them, but they were more effective than all the, you know, some of the people that won the most Grammys, you know? So I appreciate the notoriety. It's wonderful and it's so helpful for a brand. And when you have a brand, you're respected more in this world. So that's wonderful. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're living an effective life. And what I want to do and what I've really been introspectively thinking about throughout this quarantine period, you know, any one of us could be gone at any moment. You're not promised, you're not guaranteed to live. Life is a gift. So if you have been granted the gift of life, what is the most effective way you can live it on any particular day? And so I found quite a bit of joy offering myself as a coach to other artists and people that have the faith to dare, they could believe in themselves to be an artist. So what that means exactly is I started basically teaching a course. It's centered around expressing yourself, the idea of expressing yourself. You can express yourself through any creative medium. You can express yourself through cooking. You can express yourself through architecture, through so many different things. But I'm good at expressing myself through songwriting, through singing, through guitar playing. And so I coach people in the semantics of technically how to express yourself through songwriting and guitar playing and singing. But I also coach them in what we need internally to dare that we have a valid song and voice within, and to have the courage to open up your mouth and let it be heard. And seeing people grasp that freedom and grasp that revelation, and they could be someone that was working at a department store and no one ever believed in them. And they didn't believe in themselves because they didn't have people to tell them that they could do it, you know. And then here they are in my class. They had just enough faith to make it to the class. I'm like, that's all you needed. We're going to work together the rest of the way and get you to a place where you can stand there proudly and let the world know that you are here, that you exist. I tell people, when you write a song, you are documenting your existence for a particular day. It's not just, oh, don't look at it lightly. It's like a child. When they draw a picture and they're you know, maybe 5 years old, the picture is probably not going to be like Picasso. It's probably just going to be a wonderful little cute picture. But you look back at that picture 20 years later and you're like, wow, I lived on that day. And here's what I have to prove. Here's what I have to show for. And so when you're older, oftentimes you don't give yourself that amount of grace to create something that's not at the level of Picasso, you know. But we still should document our existence, our creative expression. What did you bring from July 27th, 2020? What is it that you left behind that if you were not here tomorrow, we still could see what it is, an expression of your existence? You know?
Oh gosh, you are so fantastic. I just love this. I've been sitting here jotting notes down. Dare to believe, express yourself, have courage, live life effectively, document your existence, and give yourself grace. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Sounds like you need to write a book.
I am.
As well as singing a song. So. Yeah. You are working on a book?
Yeah, I work about 2 days a week. I'm working on writing my book.
Wonderful. Do you have a title?
It's called The Heart of Expression. It's named after the words that I'm giving.
That's excellent. Excellent. Oh, I'm so excited. So, Victory, tell people how they can find out more about you, how they can seek you out, because, you know, she is an incredible performer. So if any of you are looking for having someone to entertain your folks or to encourage them or motivate them, I highly recommend Victory. So tell people how they can find your work as well as contact you.
Awesome. Well, you can find me anywhere on social media. If you simply type in Victory Boyd, you can find my music on any digital music platform. If you type in Victory, you'll find my artist profile, or you can type in the name of my album, which is called The Broken Instrument. And you'll find my debut album that came out in 2018. Last week, however, I launched my blog site, so you can follow along with the latest just things that I've been thinking about and be really in tune with the latest, most recent things I'm working on and my latest thoughts. My blog is called Victory Chronicles, victorychronicles.com. And so that's what I'm recently most excited about, because I connect with people much closer there than on any other platform.
Well, I love your name because you live it. You are a victory for yourself, your work, the dedication and the preparation that you've made, and you are sharing pathways to victory for others. So I am just so honored to know you. You're going to hang in there for a few more minutes for another interview for our Play Big Movement private Facebook group. But thank you so much, Victory. Last words for our folks?
Yeah. I hope my life, and even if it's just in this short interview that you experienced a bit of my life, I hope it's encouraged you and inspired you to live more fully that which is inside of you. And there's so much greatness that's already inside of you. And it's only a matter of unlocking it and discovering what it is. So I hope my life encourages you to do exactly that.
Well, you do, and you've made my day. You've made me feel like I need to get busy and more preparation. So thank you so much, Victory. And I will leave with your phrase, live life effectively. I love that. So all of you, thank you so much for being with us today. And we appreciate you being part of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. Please share it with your friends and tune in to our private Facebook group if you want to see more of this incredible young woman, Victory Boyd. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.